Star Market Celtics tonight continues from Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit, Michigan. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. You've gotten the Red Sox question a lot now over the last 12 hours or so. So now that we know you kind of gave up around midnight, the question is, was that a preconceived notion? Was that just straight discipline on your part that when that clock strikes midnight, I'm going to stop? I don't care what I miss.
I kept pushing my clock back because it was such a good game. But, you know, I didn't ever think that it might go till 3 in the morning. But I didn't know that I saw an end in sight. And so, and every time I've gone to sleep early, they've won anyways. So it's been a good combination. I thought we were in good shape. But hopefully we'll turn back and get it tonight.
You know, we do this NBA travel. And compared to the other leagues, we probably have it easier than most given the lack of equipment. And we get to the next city. When a night like that happens, do you ever contemplate, my gosh, imagine playing until 3:30 in the morning and then having to be at the ballpark at noon, whatever, the next day?
Yeah, I think baseball, I mean, ours is crazy because it's 82 games. Very rarely do you play where you stay in the same hotel twice, right? So they have a little bit of a uniqueness in that they play three straight games on the road at the same spot, but just 162 of them. And then to think that your season, you know, we'll end in the next couple of weeks and it's winter. And then it starts again and it's still winter. So, you know, I've got a great deal of respect for the toll that would probably take, both emotionally and physically.
Well, everything was kind of a big mess for the first 4.5 games, and now I guess everything is perfect and life goes on, right? Everything just clicked into place, so everything's good.
Yeah, time will tell. But I think we're a work in progress. We'll continue to be so, but finally we found some of the right stuff playing basketball on the offensive end on Thursday night.
What made it unique, and we talked to Al after the game and asked him naturally about what went on at halftime, and when I hear the word fun, the first thing I think is Brad Stevens. Pretty much that's the first thing that pops into, I think, anyone's head when you hear the word fun.
No question.
But that actually was it. When you think about the difference, obviously there's success, but nobody really did seem to be enjoying themselves, and you picked up on that.
Well, I think but how do you get there? Yeah. How do you get to enjoying yourself? It's not like, hey, just smile.
Right.
It's choose to enjoy playing the game the right way. Choose to make the right calls. Don't worry about if a shot doesn't go in, move to the next play. Kind of change your outlook and change your lens. And we've needed that. You know, we've been great on the defensive end of the floor, but we've been very, very poor on the offensive end. And so hopefully we can build off of that.
You said something after the game about there's only so many possessions you can be up defensively before eventually not having success on the offensive end will kind of just deflate you.
Yeah, and to our guys' credit, and I was talking to another coach today, to our guys' credit, you know, they haven't been deflated. They've kept guarding. And, you know, that's the thing that was the reason why we were where we were last year. And, you know, in a tough start with a bunch of tough teams and in an opening week that you knew was going to be hard, it's the reason that we've been able to kind of swing and hang in there as our offense has really sputtered.
It was interesting. You talked to the media about this beforehand, and I kind of jotted it down early in the day. This week began with you seeing a coach that you're very familiar with in a new place. It ends with a coach with which you're very familiar in a new place. How much of that sort of Dwayne Casey fingerprint do you see? And the more I think about it, is that term that I'm using, is it really so much more about the personnel you have and adjusting to that as opposed to sort of taking what you do and bringing it somewhere? Is it a combination?
You know, I think that there's probably a little bit of both. I think what he does and what he did best in Toronto last year, you see some of that stuff. But you also see some new things that really fit their personnel and that I've never seen him run before. And so clearly it's kind of a balance of both worlds. I think as a coach, sometimes you, especially when you've had success at a place like Toronto, where you have run similar stuff through the years, but then last year tweaked it quite a bit, and then taking the good stuff from that and being able to take a new job, I bet that there's a lot of there's a lot of enthusiasm to try new things. And so this is a great opportunity to do that, and boy, do they look good so far.
6 years we've been doing this. This is the part where I say, hey, player X on the team you're about to play is really playing well. But man, Blake Griffin is, this is a, there's some different stuff, particularly the, how much he's handling the ball was what kind of made my eyes open up when I watched the games this week.
Yeah, 35 points a game stands out, four made threes a game stands out, but then when you watch him play, how he's getting them is really unique. Starts in transition, he's a bear to keep in front, but he also will pull up and shoot the three. And then he's always been great on the elbows and on the block and really taking advantage of those things. But the way he's handling the ball on the perimeter and the decisions he's making out of pick and rolls look like he's been doing it for 10 years. And obviously each situation's a little bit different, but you look at how they play and who they have, and to think of Reggie Jackson standing in the corner and Blake Griffin running pick and rolls, you wouldn't have thought that 5 or 6 years ago, but that's where the league is, and his skill set fits that perfect. They've got a lot of good players. Reggie Jackson's playing at a great level with 19 a game. Drummond's been ridiculous. Like, they just, you can tell they've got a good vibe about him, which isn't probably all that unique with good players in a new season beginning.
That's the head coach who went to bed at midnight, one slice of Little Caesars, and you cut yourself off. You will not take another bite.
I will not. I will not take another bite, but it was good. We talked about this before, like when I used to recruit, this is what I used to get when I'd come to Michigan and pick up one of those boxes that was hot and ready to go on the road. So I don't know if you've worked on a sponsorship at all with them, but, you know, we're eating their pizza, talking about them for multiple minutes. I don't know what it's like. What is? Do we have Little Caesars in Boston?
Please don't talk to a Northeastern or a New Yorker about Little Caesars pizza being the thing, okay? I mean, we've let this go for a while, but I get the reminiscing thing and you being a kid, but, I mean, can we draw the line somewhere? Like, there's Midwestern things I'll let you talk to me about. Pizza's not one of them.
No, I agree. Hey, the pizzas in New England are ridiculous, and I don't even know where to start or end, but I guess it does bring me back to my roots, so.
I know where to end, right here. Celtics and Pistons next on the WOROR Celtics Radio Network.